listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, August 4th, 2015. And this is The Connection on Live Talk. I am Tungamili Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are talking to some of the fellows from Zimbabwe who are wrapping up their studies under the 2015 Mandela Washington Fellowship.
So as usual, everyone, let's get connected on Twitter and Facebook using the hashtag TheConnection. Our Facebook page is VOA Studio 7 and our Twitter handle is at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp and that number is +001-202-465-0318.
And of course, to participate live on air, give us a call at the following number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Give us a call and we will definitely return your call.
And of course, as usual, we're streaming live on the internet. You can find us at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and last but definitely not least, voandebele.com.
Again, this is your number one youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
And yesterday, 500 young Zimbabweans participating in the Mandela Washington Fellowship, of course, arrived in Washington, D.C. And yesterday met with President Barack Obama and today engaged in various discussions talking about women's issues, climate change, human rights, among other topics.
And 30 young Zimbabweans who are part of this program say they are fascinated to have been part of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. And they are taking back to Zimbabwe a wealth of experience and knowledge that they gained from the various learning institutions that they were attached to. What a day we had yesterday, Ms. T.
Of course, Ntunga, as we spoke yesterday, it was a very electrifying time seeing the 500 young African leaders joining President Barack Obama, of course, along with some U.S. representatives, some senators, members of the press, as they engaged in their town hall meeting. It was a very electrifying time. I had a great time.
And what's crazy is that Obama made a promise, two promises that I thought were very significant to young Africans. First of all, he says that, of course, I'm stepping out, you know, of the White House next year in November. That's when Obama ceases to be a U.S. president next year. That's, you know, he's in his last term. So he says, it doesn't matter. I'm stepping out. This program will continue because it's an important program to nurture young African leaders. And the second very important issue that he raised was that, okay, I have noted the, you know, overwhelming response to this program. Therefore, starting next year, the number of participants is doubling from 500 to 1,000. And that's a big deal.
Of course, Ntunga, and he also made the mention, you know, that the fact that they are having other leadership programs for young people, not only from Africa, but he also said Latin America and Asia. So it's very, very interesting for me to find out that, you know, they're also young the other young people on the globe who are engaging in this similar program. So he said, obviously, his wish is that, you know, the young African leaders can join in with the young Latin American leaders and the young Asian leaders to kind of create a global conglomerate of young leaders.
And how cool is that?
Yeah, I want to be a part of this. I don't know how I don't know how we can get there, but of course it would be great to be a part of that, of course.
Indeed. Emakhaya litshona njani lamhlanje lizakhumbulwa ngolwesibili nxa kungolwesibili ku Life Talk luhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection lamhlanje sikhangela umhlangano ega Obama izolo obehlangana lapha sakhulayo abavela emazweni achiyeneyo eAfrica abangu 500 amakhulu amahlano ekade beqhuba isifundo zabo phansi kohlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship bebe lapha okwamaviki ayisithupha solufikileke emaphethelweni uhlelo lwabo sebelugqiba basalelwe nje lilanga lalamhlanje lakusasa. Then ngolwesine bazaba bephindela emakhaya kodwa bakhona abalikhulu abaza sala belokhu bekunhlanganiso ezithiyeneyo kanye lasemakolishini athiyeneyo phakathi kwalabo abalikhulu abeZimbabwe abasalayo babili ndiri kutaura tatenda kuti vechidiki ava vari kudzokera kuZimbabwe nemusi wechina. Nasi vari kuita misangano yakasiyana siyana muno muWashington mushure mekuita musangano wavo nava Obama neZuro naizvozvo ndikutaura inini kuti asi vachidzokera kudaro pane vamwe vanosvika 100 vari kusara uyezve pakati peivavo pane vaviri vanobva kuZimbabwe ndivo vachange vachisara vari kuzvikoro zvakasiyana siyana uye vachi ishanda nemasangano akasiyana siyana.
Mhm. And vaviri wavo Ntunga and Yvonne Jila, who is a filmmaker Zimbabwe, who deals with gender issues and specific looking at issues of women and girls. And then also Tinodiwa Zambe Makoni, who is an animator and graphic artist who owns a Comic Exposed, which is a comic convention, and then also Macanimation, where he does his animation. So it'd be nice to find out, you know, how they will fare in the next 6 weeks after their counterparts are gone, and it's a select few, a lucky few, I guess I would say, you know, that will be remaining here. And of course, Ntunga, we had a chance yesterday to speak to so many of these, you know, young African leaders, in particular those from Zimbabwe. So I think now we can take a chance to listen to one of our first, you know, young African leaders, which you had a chance to speak to. That is Wimbiso. Tell me more about, you know, what you guys spoke about before we go to the tape.
Navimbiso ari kuti anoshanda munyadze utano kana kuti health uyezve anokoshesa nyadze dzidzo education and health. Saka takakurukura achiti ari kufara zvikuru kunge apina muchirongwa ichi uyezve zvakawanda zvadzidza muchirongwa ichi uyezve kana akudzokera kuZimbabwe acha shanda nesimba uye acha shandisa hunyanzwi hwawana pasi pechirongwa ichi. Saka regaitinzwe hurukuro yangu yandaita naVimbiso Mashumba uyo anoshanda muhealth nyaya dzeutano nenyaya dzeeducation kana kuti dzedzidzo.
Well, the experience has been amazing. The most amazing thing obviously is meeting other African people who have similar thoughts and ideas to you. And it's obviously been topped off by meeting Obama today. And that was also a powerful experience. He said a lot of things that were very relevant and that were very personal to me.
What are you taking home? What's the most important message that you got from Obama?
So I'm kind of torn between two things because I have two passions, my passion for entrepreneurship and my passion for education. I think in terms of entrepreneurship, I'm excited because it's obvious that the world is starting to open up their minds and, basically open up their minds to young people in entrepreneurship, and there's a lot of support. So I'm going to take that home. I'm going to encourage the young people that I know to get into entrepreneurship, especially the people who are scared to get into that sphere. I think that the world is saying that it is our time now. And then in terms of education, I think that's also a very important point that he made. He spoke about how important education is for our economic development. And I think that's definitely a message that we need to continuously remind ourselves and to just remind the world that education is important and it is the way that Africa will emerge out of poverty.
You are saying that your passion is in education and healthcare. Tell us more about that. How do you handle the two?
So I started off in healthcare. I was born into a family that does health. So my mom is a nurse, and she branched off and started her own clinic. So I've always been brought up in the health sphere. So I've always had a passion for people's wellness. I've always had a passion for health. And in that, we started doing HIV counseling and testing and cervical cancer testing. And I realized that a lot of the problems we face in health are basically rooted in education. So that's how I got involved in education. And just going down to the most fundamental level of education, primary education, and trying to see what the challenges are, why our children are not perhaps getting access. So I think the major challenge that we have is that we have a great education system, but I feel like the children don't quite get access to it. And I mean, there's lots of challenges, and we're trying to sort of bridge that gap, especially in terms of technology and education. We're trying to bring technology and incorporate it into the learning experience that children have in schools, and not just urban schools, but rural schools as well.
You are heading home this week. What's your message to other young people out there?
I'm so excited to be heading home. I'm so equipped and I'm so pregnant with so much information and so much passion for Zimbabwe, for Africa. And my message to those young people is we need to partner. We need to wake up. This is our season to really make a difference. I mean, Africa is rising, and that's not just something that we say. That is something that is real. I've seen it in the lives of the young people that are here and the people that I've just interacted with in the last 6 weeks. It's been amazing. I'm excited to be home. I'm excited to be going home because I know that we are about to start an amazing movement. An amazing change is coming to Zimbabwe. So, yeah, keep watching this space.
That was Vimbiso Mashumba explaining what she does and, you know, basically saying how, you know, cool the Mandela Washington Fellowship was and how much she benefited.
Oh, very exciting words indeed. And now, of course, Ntunga, we have a guest on the line with us, and that is James Bayanai. Now, James, of course, for some of you that do know, James was here last year with the Mandela Washington Fellowship inaugural class, I guess we can call it. So he is a 2014 alumni fellow. James, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
We are doing very, very well here. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Ko James ungatitaura wakauya pano nechirongwa cheyali and ukadzoka ku Zimbabwe iye zvino izo wadzoka futi kuno kuzuri kufamba sei.
Gore rakapera ndakanga ndiri pa group reyali rakauya kuno ku America kuzodzidzira zvidzidzo zvecivic leadership ndiri pa Tulane University ku New Orleans ku Louisiana. So ndakaita 6 weeks ndiripo kunichidzidza zvidzidzo izvozvi zvecivic leadership. Nekuti inini kumusha ndino run organization inonzi Zimbabwe Youth Development Foundation Trust. Iriyo organization inobatsira, inosumudzira zveeducation. Tinoita maprograms akawanda education anosanganisira kuvaka malibraries pamaschools, marural scholarships. Iko zvino tanga tine program nyowani inonzi Zimbabwe Spelling Bee Championships yatai rana. So iko zvino ndauya mandibvunza kuti wakadzoka.
We like you here, yes, I
see. Iko zvino ndiri muno muAmerica, ndakadzoka ndiri pa Tulane University pandiri kuita zvidzidzo zvepamusoro zvemutemo, masters in international law.
Makorokoto ako.
Tinotenda.
Yeah, saka ungati chirongwa cheyali chakakuvhurira here maopportunities kuti waniko uchiita zvauri kuita pari zvino?
Chirongwa cheyali chakandivhurira maopportunities akakura chaizvo. Ndaigara ndichiudza vanhu even ma 2015 cohort kuti yali is how you make it. pakuti panguva yeyali you meet and interact with a lot of people vanhu vakawanda vanosangana navo professionally vanozokubatsira uko kusumudza professionally izvozvo ndo zvakaitika okwandiri pandakadzokera kumusha ndabva paprogram ndakasvikowanawo financial assistance yekuranawo maprograms andaiita imwe ndakaiwana through the US embassy imwewo ndakaiwanawo kuvanhu vandakasangana navo ipo payali ipapapa uyezve zvandamhotaura ndikati ndiri kuno futi kuamerica nekuda kweyali iam back here because nekuda kweyali ndakawana opportunity yekuzodzidza futi masters in international law iri scholarship yandakapiwa neTulane University.
Saka James, pane vanhu vanobvunza kuti iwewe on your personal capacity you have been able to move forward. Of course tikuona kuti you're in New Orleans doing your schooling, but there's some will ask kuti what have you done to give back to the community, or how have you used your platform to impact everyone around you? And I know kuti you are doing a lot on the ground, but chimbouza vateriri wedu kuti in your capacity what are you doing day to day?
Basically what I do is I work as an advisor kune vanhu kune vechidiki vari kutanga ma startups avo vari kutangawo ma non-profit organizations vazhinji vanouya kwandiri vachida kunzwa how do we go about it, tinozviita sei, ko mari tinoiwana kupi, ko tiri kuona on the ground wakaita zvinhu zvakawanda stereki wakakwanisa kuzviita sei. So ndinotora opportunity yekuti ndinovabatsirawo neinformation, relevant information. Vamwe vacho ndinovabatsirawo nemaopportunities kuti vanotsvaga sei maopportunities. Ndine umwe akauya kwandiri ndichiri kuZimbabwe anonzi Makuvaza, ari kuBrazil izvezvi for social enterprise program. So she came to me akandibvunza, James, unozvifambisa sei, how do you? And then ndakamuudza ndikati ndakamudza kuti zvinoitwa sei, maopportunities anotsvagwa sei, ndikamubatsira kutsvaga maopportunities achibva awana opportunity yekunodzidzira social enterprise kuBrazil iko zvino atori kuSao Paulo izvezvi nekuda kwekudaro. So ndozve zvimwe zvandinoita kuti ndinovabatsirawo neinformation, relevant information, nekuva inspirewo kuti vakwanise kubudirira pane zvavanenge vachiita.
Aiwa
tinotenda mukoma James ramba wakabata. It's really interesting because kana wabatsirawo unofanira kunge uchiwanika uchibatsirawo vamwe sezviri kuita naJames. Exactly. Saka rambai makabata mukoma James. Pinde ngathola ithuba lokuxoxa labanye tatenda abakuhlelo lolu upromisa Muleya lamhlanje ekuseni. Upromisa Muleya lo Yvonne Njila, upromisa Muleya uphatheke kakhulu kundaba ze education, indaba zemfundo ukuba nabantwana abancane lapha ikakhulu abangamankazana ebhinga bakhona ukuya esikolo. Njalo uphatheke kakhulu kwezokulima indaba ze climate change, indaba zomkhathi. Ikuzwile ekuseni laphanawo besithi kulo mhlangano awukhokhelayo okhangela umumo womkhathi singathi climate change. Uyivoni Jila laye uphatheke kwindaba ze-film ezawomabonakude lapha esebenza kakhulu labo mama njengokutsho kwakho ngaphambilini. Ngithole ithuba lokuxoxa lababili laba asizweni inxoxo engiqhubelo Yvonne Njila lo Promise Muleya.
Umhlangano ngiyabe ngukhokhela lo charity ovele Uganda sikhangela iindaba zabomama, sikhangela nje ukuthi lapho esivela khona baphila njani, kuyini inkathazo abahlangana nazo lokuthi kuyini esingakwenza ukuthi sivikele izinto ezinjenge-violence against women nokunye nje okuvikela omama ukuthi bangene endabeni ze-politics. Yikho yikho engathi izinto esabe sikhuluma ngazo, kodwa-ke umhlangano lo lola lo oyabe khona e-participator uzabe esinika kumbeni e-participator ukuthi azi ukuthi sizwe ukuthi bona kuyinabahlangana nakho bese sixoxa nje sonke so siyabe umhlangano wokuxoxa ukuthi sibonisane ukuthi nxa sesibuyela emazweni ethatshiyeneyo kuyinesingakwenza njengabomama njengabobaba ukwenzela ukuthi lapho esiphila khona iindaba zabomama sizitshintshe.
Promise ulo daba olwehluphayo kakhulu, udaba lokuhlukuluzwa kwabomama kanye labantwana ekhaya, abanye bayadlwengulwa njengabasakhulayo njengabobaba, ubona ngani umlando banelilawo lina ukubana lincedise ekulwiseni umkhuba lo?
Ngiyabonga mthungameli. Ngathi njengabobaba sinomlando omkhulu kakhulu, kumele sitshengisele ukukhokheli kuzo zonke indawo esiyabe sikhona. Kungabe kusezikoleni, kumele sincedise umama. Singananzelela ukuthi endlini umama nguye osala elabantwana esikhathini esiningi. Ngokunjalo sithi obaba kababonakale bencedise. Uyakuzwe kwesinye isikhathi kuthiwa umntwana uxotshiwe esikolo akabhadalanga imali ze-school fees, uwabe khona. Khokhyana yinto ezingathi akumelanga ibe njalo, yinto embi.
Nxa usuka lapha subuyele ekhaya kunengokufundileyo of course. Ungasitshela uzaguquka njani umsebenzi wakho ngendlela okuwenza ngayo ngaphambilini lolwazi osolutholile manje?
Ulwazi esengilitholile lapha ngingathi luzaguqula inhlelo zami, ikakhulu indawo engihlela ngakhona umsebenzi wami. Nganika umzekelo sokuthi ngibone kakhulu lapha abantu beqhakathekisa omama, beqhakathekisa umntwana wesintwana ukuthi ebe nguye umuntu onjani ofoka ngaphambili. Ngokunjalo khangela ukuthi ehlelweni lami endilalo ifawu ngiqhakathekisa kakhulu abantwana besintwana ukuthi nxa lapho bathola khona amathuba ngithi phose 60% babe ngamankazana. So lokhu kuyayenza ukuthi bathi ngesiNgisi, if you educate a lady, you educate the nation, ukuthi ungafundisa umntwana wesintwana sufundise umhlaba jikelele. So ngathi ngamafitshane into enzazenza enzazithwala mbele eZimbabwe.
Amafitshane lawe jila kuyini ozakwenza nendlela ehlukile?
Mina ngathi xa sikhangela udaba lokusebenza labo baba, ngisebenzele inhlanganiso ekhangela omama, i-Women Filmmakers of Zimbabwe, lapho esebenzisa khona amafilimu siwatshengisa endaweni ezitsheleyo ukuthi sincedise omama ukuthi sibone ukuthi kuyini abangakwenza ukuthi befike lapho laba abafuna ukufika khona. So ngesengikufundile kumbe ngathi okustrengthen umsebenzi wami ukuthi obaba singasebenza labo njani. Uma ngifika, nxa sengibuyela ekhaya ngeZimbabwe, ngikhangelela ukuthi ngibone ukuthi singasebenza nehlanganiso ezinjengabophandari, sisebenza lawo, sihlele inhlelo eziningi ukwenzela ukuthi sibone ukuthi even la ndaweni ade ebesingasebenzi khona sibone ukuthi siyafika khona, sitshengisa amafilimu, sixoxa labo baba. Ngoba into engiyibonileyo ukuthi esikhathini eziningi singathi nxa sikhuluma ngendaba zabomama, obaba babe bebone ngani vele ungathi gender, bona bakho phakathi bahle besigugukhulu ukuthi ukhuluma ngabomama kuphela.
Lapho bengixoxa lo Yvonne Ntshila lo Promisa Muleya, lamhlanje kuseni bengakangeni emihlanganweni yabo abayiqhubayo. Sikhuluma nje sebegqiba uhlelo lwabo lweMandela Washington Fellowship. Mkoma James, tine mtereri parunare asi tisatatura mtereri ndunzwa kuti muri kumhanyira kuklasi uye nguva yenyu yakwana. Saka ti ndiapi mashoko mungada kusiyira vechidiki ava vari kupedza zvidzidzo zvavo zveMandela Washington Fellowship uyezve vamwe vechidiki vari kuZimbabwe uko?
Zvandinongoda kuvaudza ndezvekuti vapedza programu yavo vacharelaxa, then Kanagasika, they must do something on the ground. And they must make use of the information they have gained here. They must make use of the conduct they have already made here. And in doing so, Sakim will be able to do my programs on Abudirira. Because they were not here for fun. They made friends, they created partnerships. So they have to make sure they utilize this partnership. And also they must just know that they have to take the initiative. And if they do so, then the sky's the limit.
James, we want to thank you so very much. We want you to run off to class because degree achondeedu. So we want to make sure unoiwana. But thank you very much for joining us on the program this evening. Ntunga, I know what you tinemtere ariparunare. Go ahead.
Yeah, tinemtere wedo Matthew. Matthew, wakadi ako. Tinofara kurise ku Zimbabwe go.
Zimbabwe jirinani.
That's good. Tipeo funga zenyu mkoma Matthew.
Wongo, chino kwa chaka naka chaizu mse ya leje juu shodi wanawane kwa chii wana mkana wakune jiza wazo jiza obo wazo uya wachizo batira nyika ya wakana wachizo batira Afrika wongo uyo chino kwa chii at least daya anga achitipa kufile kapata ya dispute nda zina chenda hito koko uyo sile kame jizo ziri more or less transparent na nisu tango achi transparent but I don't want to make money to check. In the
week,
the Katongo graduate was sometime 2-3 years ago, but we still that way to put our number to put them.
Okay, Sagay is no Murguite.
Now Tarago Trungo Shanta, general, but we don't know the Takadiza. Actually, I hold the green media and communication from Zimbabwe University.
Okay. Ko muzvirongwa zvakaita se izvi cheali chipane chimwe che Elumelu Foundation murume uya ku Nigeria munombo edza kupinda muzvirongwa izvi here?
Ndo ndatombo munhu uyo mashoko iwo ari kuti jamba ifiva. Ari kuti jamba. Ari kuti pfuura nezvirumbo famba zvino vanofanira yatombodzoka mu 16 so ndiye tombushingira kuya kuita partnership. Then networking, I'm sure.
Exactly. Zaka zvamuchaita kai mimi mukoma Matthew zvamunofanira kuita. Rambai muchi pindai maningi pa internet apa. Handit. Mopinda pana Twitter moestablisha network yenyu. Uyezve pane vamwe kana pane vamwe vamunoziva vanga vari muchirongwa cheyalichi. Mo shamaridzana navo ipapo moita shamari navo then vanogona kumubatsira sezvakaitwa namukoma James mazva achitaura kuti akabatsira mumwe wechidiki weZimbabwe akuBrazil yezvino izvi.
I'm sure nonga the best starting point ikandeye kuconduct one or two of those are in program yacho iyoyi then toona kuti wakazviita sei plus vari kufambira mberi zvakasvika papi.
I think Tofana Gita program Agadaro Ntunga. I think we'll be planning that for the youth forum in the future. Don't go eat my connections networking panel for Studio 7. Exactly.
Aiwa, Rambai Maga Mushi Terera Shirongo Amkoma Matthew. Tino Mushivira Rombaraka Naka. It was nice talking to you.
Aiwa Baganaka. Thank you. Rambai Mushi Tepenjura Nishirongo Zenzakanaka.
Thank you. And of course, at that point, we are now migrating directly to the internet. Join us at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com. And we'll be going forward with our program featuring the Mandela Washington Fellows.